Next question is, how do we overcome unpleasant mental or physical feelings in the present moment?
Okay, how to overcome unpleasant mental or physical feeling in the present moment? Well, I mean, so much of it is around just paying attention to the aversion or fear that one has toward the unpleasant. There's no escaping the unpleasant feeling. It's just, that's a part of human experience. Of course, there's, say, we're always going to have unpleasant physical experience. We add unpleasant mental experience to things. There's always going to be some unpleasant mental aspect in terms of, you know, just separation from the loved, experiencing some difficulty. But you know, something can be unpleasant without it being suffering. It's just what it is. Not dwelling in aversion. And that's actually, for many years, Ajahn Sumedho used to teach about loving kindness, metta, by using the phrase of, you know, conceiving loving kindness as not dwelling in aversion. And that's just, you know, having loving kindness to unpleasant feeling, so that one isn't being trapped by a, because you know, it's unskillful, not useful reaction to the unpleasant that's problematic. The unpleasant can be received with mindfulness and discernment. It can be received with clarity and kindness. And when we do that, then it doesn't start to build momentum. And that's the end of it. It's just what it is. It's very interesting in the like in the Mahasatipatthana Sutta, the main discourse that the Buddha gave on developing of mindfulness, that of course that having the basis of mindfulness, of body, feeling, mind, and phenomena, mental phenomena, that the feeling aspect is just quite simple. It's sort of the pleasant feeling, unpleasant feeling, neutral feeling. But the Buddha, in terms of a practice or a training of cultivation of mindfulness, then the Buddha it teaches to be attentive to when one has any of those feelings, understanding it either as a worldly or an unworldly feeling. Because you can experience a pleasant feeling, and it can be end up being quite worldly and entangling one in a unskillful response, or one can experience something pleasant, and it can be, when I say unworldly, it's more like more of a, say, a transcendent base or a spiritual, from a spiritual perspective. And the same with, say, unpleasant, and the same with neutral. So that learning how to pay attention to the quality of response and reaction that we tend to have, and realize that we can be crafting through awareness and discernment the basis of a spiritual or transcendent response to the natural reality of having pleasant, unpleasant, neutral feeling. Okay.